due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
This night is just continues to go downhill.
Oh, see, I just can't stand.
It's about time you did something right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Shut up, bitch.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Hey, go fuck yourself. Get that guy out of here.
But if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Yeet.
Acknowledge me.
New Year, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight we have a kind of a light load. I guess everybody's watching football. Let me start with my numbers guy. Stat Boy, how you doing?
I'm tired. Very, very tired and very, very sore in the shoulders. Yay!
And somewhere in this mess is our man in the Big Apple, Jason Block. What are you doing back there?
I'm putting away groceries, and okay, look, who was the one who told me to wear a sash and a diaper?
What?
That was
That's
probably Shane.
For you.
Seriously, that was your best look in years.
I blame Mox.
Yeah, he's got enough trouble these days. But yeah, this week, and I don't mean to be hysterical or historical, but this is the most important week in WWE broadcast history.
Yeah.
It is. We have the last Raw on USA. As they said, they're saying the last Raw we will see on cable or broadcast.
Since 1992?
Three. For Raw 93, in general, it's earlier than that.
Oh, way earlier, I'm sure.
Yeah, WWE, oh, dear Lord. Monday night, 1980s. Because it started, the first one was, okay, I'm just trying to figure it out here. Was it All-American Wrestling? No, that was Saturdays.
Regardless.
Primetime Wrestling, that's the one. So WWF goes back all the way to 1985 on USA on Monday nights.
40 years, baby. 40 years.
Yeah, just short of 40 years.
So wrapping up that, and then SmackDown continuing on USA for a full 3 hours.
What, by the way, did not feel like 3 hours by any stretch of the thing.
Yeah, pacing is everything.
We even got a cash in.
Yes,
Thursday.
We did.
And boy, was that well played.
It was, and I will give the instant reaction from Jamie Claudier. There is a God. Anyway, mm-hmm. Let's just say she doesn't. She likes Nia Jax about as much as I like Orton, or less.
Yeah, well,
I'm not sure.
Me too. But it was done so well. It was done so well. And then, of course, we have the Monday night Netflix, which debuts 8 o'clock Eastern Time. But Nikki, it's not come without a little bit of things that are already on the Netflix side. I was going to say the network side, but it's the Netflix side. There's stuff already out there.
Yeah, they did a Big E hosted a Best of Raw 2024 show. It's a little over an hour. He touched on the New Day segment, but without comment. probably because they shot this before that happened. But they covered all the big stuff that we talked about on our previous show. Stuff like the Drew McIntyre CM Punk feud, the Judgment Day, Liv Morgan's Revenge Tour, the whole nine yards.
And Drew, Drew's becoming the MVP because with the transfer portal going around, I'm sorry, I can't take this seriously. I can't. It's so dumb, but it's beautiful.
If it works for the college football programs, it can work for Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, it could. But Drew goes to Jey Uso and goes, "Watch your back, laddie." And then, of course, it goes to Cody Rhodes and goes, "Watch your back." And Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens go at it, which was, again, Kevin Owens is like, "It's money, you understand? Money.
Kevin Owens, such a dick.
Yes.
He's so good at it.
Yes, he is.
But the show ended, and did anyone find a transcript yet, or no?
Yes, this was sent to me. So who wants to play who? Because I'll play one of the, I'll play the other.
You go play Seth, I'll go play Punk.
Okay, because I'm still in progress.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. Houston, welcome to Monday Night Rollins. I am your host. I am a visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth freaking Rollins. Tonight, right here, the last episode of Monday Night Raw in 2024. Last episode of Monday Night Raw on the USA Network. What do you say? We go on with a bang. 1 week from tonight, the biggest fight in our spot. 10 years in the making. The voice of the voiceless versus the visionary. The Second City Saint versus the Monday Night Messiah. The self-proclaimed best in the world versus the real best in the world. CM Punk one-on-one with Seth freaking Rollins. But here's the deal. After next week, you know where you'll find me. I'll be here on Monday night. I'll be here the Monday after that. The Monday after that. The Monday after that. I will be fighting in this ring because that's what I do. But if things don't go CM Punk's way, you can't say the same for him. What's he going to do? Is he going to cry about it? He's going to whine about it. Maybe he'll take another 10 years off, pick up his ball and go home.
Took his ball and went home. The most industry plant cliche bootlicker line I've ever heard in my entire life. What paragon of virtue did you get that from? Who originally said that? Wanted to turn the people against the boys when he got told no, or when he got told you're wrong? Did Stone Cold Steve Austin take his ball and go home?
Yes.
You know, I haven't seen the man around these parts in quite some time. Did she take her ball and go home too? Or is it just me, Seth? You want to tell these people that I turn my back on them. You want to tell 15,000 strong in Houston that I abandoned them. But when in reality, you just want to cry because I abandoned you. I was sick and tired, and I left this place, and you stayed, and you ate it. We both made our choices. We both made our decisions. I have no regrets. None. I don't want to talk about the last 10 years. Let's talk about the last 10 months, Seth. How's your neck? How's your knee? How's your insides? Because I watched Big Bronson and Reed hit you with 6 tsunamis. How's your pride? Because you didn't get revenge on him and you saw me break his ankle at War Games. Self-proclaimed best in the world? Yeah, because I believe in myself. Self-professed martyr? You're damn right. I came back. I didn't want to make friends. I said very publicly, I'm here to make money. And next week, baby, I get to make a boatload of cash making you the victim you so badly want to be, little brother.
Oh, sorry. That oh, cut that crap, man. Cut that little brother crap. That doesn't work anymore.
No. That crap don't work here no more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know the difference between you and everybody else that left? They actually did leave, all right? My wife, she's taking a break to raise a kid. I know you don't know what that's like. Stone Cold, he said that was the biggest mistake he ever made. He understood change, all right? You left. You wanted this place to die with the echoes of those CM Punk chants. You went on your buddy's podcast and tried to tear this place down. When that didn't work, you took every single shot that you could try to kill this place, and you still couldn't do it. And then you took a big chunk of change to go to the competition. How did that work out for you?
Oh, yes, sir. Bang, bang, and bang. Yes.
You want to call me a martyr? No, man. I never felt about it. Anything I did. I never felt ashamed. I fought, I stayed, because that's how revolutions are made, all right? That's how they're made. They're made in the trenches, not by cowards who abandon their families. You stay in the trenches, you fight. That's how we win the war. And we won the war. And you want to come back here and you want to wave the flag with us? No way. You can't big brother me anymore because I'm the damn big brother. So you'll take another 10 years off, and that's going to be a decision you make. It's going to be the one I'm going to make for you.
You're going to recognize the pioneers because of the arrows in their back. I was the first one through the wall, and I got bloodied for it. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. I love the place that I worked. I just hated the guy in charge, and he loved you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, which guy are we talking about? The bald one or the not bald one?
The anyway, not bald sorry. One. And in situations that you should have had my back, all that you did was shoot arrows in it. And then I leave, and lo and behold, he shows his true colors, and he stabs Roman Reigns in the back. And now he's dressed like an idiot, trying to play victim in a situation that he created. Those arrows kill weak people. The greats, above all odds, find a way to march forward. And I left because I had to. And I got far enough away until those arrows couldn't reach me anymore. And after a few years, I started to be able to pull them out. And after a few more years, I pulled them all out. And I came back because for 7 years, they chanted, mostly during your television time, my name.
CM Punk. Go on.
Mm-hmm. I should be dead, Seth, but I'm not. Oh, aren't the arrow throwers mad? Next week, those same arrows that were supposed to do me in, I carry to this day, and I'm walking in an L.A. Netflix live in living color with a fistful of arrows. I see what you did there. And I'm going to jam them down your corporate throat.
You know, I never said this to your face. Maybe once upon a time you were a pioneer. What you've become is a cancer. You are a cancer to that locker room. You are a cancer in my brain. You are a cancer to this business. And cancers do not cure themselves. The only way to defeat it is to cut it out. So in 1 week, you bring your fist of arrows. I will bring my eyes of fire and hate and rage, and I will burn you to the ground.
Yeah.
That's absolute cinema.
Yes.
And all of it.
11.5 minutes of it.
Yes. And nothing but spit and truth both ways.
Yeah.
Okay. Who was the guy that was loving Seth? Vince?
More than likely.
Punk was insinuating Vince, but
yeah,
Seth was Hunter's boy.
Right.
So that might be the one thing that said that Punk didn't get quite right, because Seth was down in NXT. He almost got fired a couple of times. Uh-huh. And then the Shield stuff came into play.
Mm-hmm. But I also remember this. CM Punk also got it wrong too. You see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saying I was the first one to go over and take all the sling and arrows. Bullshit. No way. Yeah.
No.
Jericho, Mox, bunch of others. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
He didn't necessarily wasn't the first. He was the most. He was the biggest.
Yes.
He was the biggest. He was the loudest. And granted, some of the things he said in the pipe bomb have finally come around, including his idiot daughter and doofus son-in-law.
Right. And they're both in charge.
Right.
The idiot daughter is not, as far as I know. The doofus son-in-law, on the other hand,
is Doofin Schmertz. And yes, he's still the doofus.
Of course he is.
But it was 12 minutes of truth bomb. It was actually the promo of 2024. It really was.
One mm-hmm. of them. Very good ones, nonetheless.
Yeah. Because Seth pretty much, tied it all together from his point of view and from WWE's point of view, which he should. The only thing you really don't get, he could have really jabbed Punk hard and said, you took a chunk of money to go to the competition. How'd that work out for you? You got fired twice.
Why?
Yeah.
He went back to AEW, lasted a year. He went back to AEW. Oh, that's true. The second time he quit.
Yeah.
Or depending on who you ask, he either quit or he got fired.
I'm betting he quit and Tony Khan just wanted to cover his tracks because,
yeah. So, all this truth in this 10 minutes is a microcosm of a feud that didn't happen directly on camera.
Yep, it happened years behind it.
And Seth has called Punk a cancer before. There was that one interview where he was in the cowboy outfit. Yeah. He asked him about Punk, and he's like, no, don't come here, Phil.
That was during the WWE 2K24 interview.
Yes.
Yes.
That sounds about right.
If Seth was in charge, Punk wouldn't have even sniffed the front door, no matter how much money was involved. No matter how much money could be made. But now that he's here, the two of them may never exchange Christmas cards, but they're going to go make a boatload of cash this coming Monday.
Mm-hmm. And it's not the only thing that's going to be making a boatload of cash this coming Monday.
No.
Tribal Combat.
Oof.
Okay. Let's do the Netflix WWE card here.
Yes, okay. Pull that up, please.
Because January 6th is going... Yeah, here... Here.
There we go. I've got it.
I've got it too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go for it.
We've got our, as we just went through, Punk is facing off against Rollins. Roman Reigns is going to be going into Tribal Combat against Solo Sikoa. And
now here's the interesting thing. Let's talk about that match because on Friday, Nikki. Dear Uncle Paul did a beautiful recap of the entire tribal situation from the bloodline running everything to Cody finishing the story, and with your favorite word, Nikki,
continuity.
He explained that yes, Roman groomed Solo for being the tribal chief in the future. Now.
Uncle Paul also realized he was risking his life explaining, expositioning this to Solo. As he bluntly put it, I'm about 10 seconds from pissing my pants because the last time we were this close in a ring, you and your goons put me through a table.
I want you to know I'm about 10 seconds away from pissing in my pants.
But for those that will be watching on Monday, he has given the complete exposition, which if nobody who's going to be watching it on Netflix saw it on Friday, will be the dialogue for a video package.
Exactly.
To show you the story.
Which, by the way, is going to set up WrestleMania, because on last week's show, Cody Aldis agree to a double belt ladder match at the Royal Rumble. Okay?
Yep.
And even Triple H has said that the main event for WrestleMania 41 is in place right now with an asterisk. Right now. He said he had it planned out last October, according to Wrestling Headlines and the SI Media podcast. May I give the quote? He says, yes, with an asterisk. I can't tell you what happens between today and Vegas. People get hurt. You get a phone call. Have you ever doing this with me? Oh, that's an amazing opportunity. Maybe we go in a different direction. Sometimes you start to go down the road with the storyline that's not resonating the way I thought it would. And, oh, maybe this would be bigger. It can all change. I'm a big put pins and stuff far in advance. We had a card for WrestleMania loosely written out in October, and that's morphed a lot. We're sort of sitting down on a regular basis weekly and talking about what we do, what we believe the shift is. Where do we see the shift happening, and what do we need to move around? Can I have something penciled in? Yes. Do I think it'll stay? I think, but I'm not sure. Well, card subject to change.
There's your key words right there.
What's that?
Card subject to change. It doesn't matter what caused the change. And that's essentially what Hunter bullshitted about for a minute and a half before he got to those four words. He gave you the full corporate bullshit answer. And they gave it to you in plain words. Card subject to change. Yes, there was a plan in place. The same thing happened last year. They had everything pretty much in place, and then they didn't.
Well, so, by the way, going back, so then after that, a Paul exposition does his thing, Solo comes out.
No, he did this to Solo's face.
No. Mm-mm. Well, no, he did not. Because Solo came out and said, look, Phoenix, acknowledge me, right?
And no. Oh, we're talking two completely different segments then.
No, they were all part of the same segment.
Then they were facing each other.
They were part of it, not all of it.
Paulie said that whole thing to Solo.
Because
he started with, I'm about 10 seconds from pissing my pants.
Oh, okay.
There was a segment, though, just before the six-man, where Solo did the dramatic hand me the mic thing that Roman usually does. And Uncle Paul was very pained to do it, but he knows that he's going to have to do it or he's going to get hurt. And that's when Solo said, You're going to be the one holding the Ulafala at this match because I trust you with it. Our family will trust you with it. If Roman wins, you can put it on him. when I win, you're going to have to put it on me and acknowledge me. And that just, and Paulie just looked like he was about ready to cry, and he got out of the ring. And we went on with the six man. Which, oh, by the way, props to Lillian Garcia.
The new SmackDown announcer, by the way.
As listing Sammy as an Uso.
Mm-hmm.
She announced it, Sami Zayn, Jimmy and Jay, the Usos.
Mm-hmm.
I popped. I know I popped for it. But yeah, the tribal combat thing, if, you know, since Netflix is a wide open field, just imagine the mess and the chaos that's gonna cause.
And by the way, according to Triple H, it may be longer than 3 hours. They may be runtime over. You know,
they don't. Yeah. They have no constrictions. They can do a 2 hour show. They can do a 5 hour show. Doesn't matter. Netflix will give them whatever they want.
Yep.
So Hunter can say, okay, this is the script. This is how long it should be. Give or take. Netflix is okay. And off to the races.
Then we... Oh, and by the way, who wins Tribal Combat? Besides the fans.
Definitely the fans.
Yes, but I honestly think it's time for Solo to essentially eke back into the background for a while. Nothing against him explicitly, but he's not main event talent yet. He just still feels like Timu Roman Reigns.
As the crowd loves to put that sign up, by the way.
Yeah. And as such, I honestly think it's time for Roman to win. Put the capper on this feud for now and move on towards Mania.
Oh, I disagree totally. I disagree totally. This feud has to go to Mania, and then he can start to go and do stuff like that. Paul, being the wise man for life, I like it. Just me.
Well, here's my conundrum. I'm having trouble figuring out which way I want it, even though the way we talked about it earlier, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
My heart says Roman. My head says Solo. But if this is the main event of the Netflix launch, Roman's getting the Ulafala back.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to end their debut episode with Solo standing tall.
Yeah. No.
And Sapboy has a point. You know, yes, I don't, while Roman and Solo should continue to feud, I don't think Roman Reigns versus Solo Sikoa at WrestleMania is going to be a money match.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So
Roman versus Rock might be, if it's the, even though the rumor is that Rock is not going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, isn't his movie schedule just completely, you know, sewed up for 2025?
Let me look.
Because the man's never bored. We know that.
Dwayne Johnson is 52? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll be 53? Okay.
When you love what you do, it don't age you.
Yep.
Well, I could tell you this much. He's got three things in production already right now. Mm-hmm. He's in post-production on The Smashing Machine, which is that UFC movie. He's doing a live-action version of Moana right now. And the pre-production of Fast X Part 2.
Yep.
So, yeah, I don't think, you know, with the way a movie production scheduling is going, I don't think anybody's going to give him 3 months off to do Mania.
No.
Not this year. No. So then we have a, I don't know if this is going to be last woman standing or not. Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rhea needs to take it yet again so that the Judgment Day can explode and then Finn can make his face turn, you see. Because he's about to.
Yes.
Finn turning face?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be an inverse of that. JD, Dom somehow, and Carlito all turning face while Balor stays heel.
I think that the whole deal is that Finn and the rest of Judgment Day are going to split because they're getting sick and tired of Finn bossing them around.
Mm-hmm.
And Finn's tired of dragging their asses, so he's going to go settle his business with Damian Priest.
Mm.
So, I think that all of Judgment Day will stay heel. They're just not going to stay together.
Okay. Then we have a tag match between New Day and Rey Mysterio and a partner of his choosing.
Oh, boy. You know what would be really funny?
Yeah.
Big E.
No. Oh, no. It will be the debuting Penta El Cerro Miedo.
Oh.
I like it.
Then, of course, we talked about...
Go ahead. No, please continue.
We talked about CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. We got Jey Uso versus Drew McIntyre. Drew's going to win that. He's got to keep his momentum.
Right. And Jey doesn't need momentum right now if he's going to be working mostly with the OG bloodline.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, most importantly, John Cena's retirement tour begins in earnest next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going after Gunther. I really do.
I think that Cena's going to win the Rumble and go after Gunther.
He doesn't need the Rumble.
I know he doesn't, but that's my guess.
Because if Vince was still there, Cena would win the Rumble, Orton would somehow get the belt off of Gunther, and they would run it back one more time to see who gets 17.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing against either of those guys, but nobody wants to see that.
Mm-hmm.
I've had enough Cena Orton to last me the rest of my wrestling fandom lifetime. Depending on what the fallout is from the Punk Rollins thing, I think they're gonna try to run it. They're gonna try to run what they were gonna do last year and have Punk win the Rumble, and mm-hmm. then Cena wins Chamber.
Yeah, makes sense.
That's a little easier for me to swallow. But Doofenshmirtz can surprise us all.
Yeah.
Speaking of surprises. How many are we going to get?
Well, I'm going to put surprise in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Since Becky was seen in the video trailer for Raw's Netflix, so she's going to be there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think Charlotte Flair's ready to return.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She's been training.
I think Rock's still going to show up. He's not going to do much, but he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that counts as a surprise, but... Any thoughts? Anybody else you can think of, Jay?
I don't know. I just think that I think we're going to get a, we're going to get so many holy shit moments. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That it's going to be, I mean, they're going to pull out all the stops. I think Hogan's going to be there.
Ooh,
we're
going to
get legends.
I know.
Sean's going to be there. Austin's going to be there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think Hogan's going to be there because he was. He was in one of the ads.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, I have to like it.
Yeah.
But before we go into some other stuff, SmackDown is now Tiffy time.
Yay!
Or as some people are now calling her, Sabrina Carpenter.
I can see it.
Okay.
Nope.
So,
she's still Tiffany Stratton to me.
Well, what happened was is that Naomi lost to Nia Jax in a very good match on Friday. Very good match on Friday. And then all of a sudden, with a little help from Tiffany Stratton. So what happened was is that after the match, Tiffy was about to go after Naomi again when she blasts the hell was her name?
Raquel? No, not Raquel. No. Candace.
Candace LeRae, thank you. And then she's like, do I? Fuck it! Yeah, I'm in there! And she does it, does the best moonsault ever, prettiest moonsault ever. Boom, 1, 2, 3, new women's champ.
Hooray!
Yay! And as I said, somewhere Jamie Claudia shouted, there is a god.
There is a god, yes. There totally is a god.
Yes. So, yes, now with our new champion, Tiffany Stratton, and she's still Tiffany Stratton to me, damn it. That joke will never get old.
Mm-hmm.
So when Nia wakes up, she's not going to be a happy camper.
No, she's not.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You were saying?
I was going to say, but Candace has put herself in a really good position, something she and her husband are both doing in their respective divisions.
Mm-hmm.
Candace has put herself in a good spot because I think she thinks she can beat Stratton. Gargano, judging from the commentary, this was a really interesting back and forth that Gargano is using Ciampa to keep the tag belts and using Pretty Deadly as stooges to keep everybody guessing who jumped the Street Profits. Even though Apollo Crews, sorry man, you're still a jobber, said it was DIY.
Oh, I love that. Pretty Deadly's like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnny's like, it should be good. It'd be a good thing if we got to keep our belts. Nod, nod, wink, wink. Oh, yes, boy.
Yeah. All of them.
Easy.
By the way, I bet you there's going to be an 8-person next week between DIY and Pretty Deadly versus the Legatos, and who was the fourth one?
Street Profits? I don't know.
No. Street Profits are the Guns.
Yeah.
The Guns? Oh, the Guns. That's who they fought last night, didn't they?
Yeah. Like, Street Profits are the Motor City Machine Guns versus DIY and Pretty Deadly. I'm down.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you got Candice LeRae, Chelsea Green and Mei Chin going at it.
Yep.
And may Chelsea be the women's U.S. title, U.S. champion for a long, long time. Because she's just, she's outdoing all American, 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 Kennedy, American.
She is.
Isn't she Canadian?
Yes. Well, because it's red, white, and green, you know?
Yeah. So she's French. Oh. Or Irish. I'm not sure which. No, Irish. Sorry.
Yes.
Anyway. But yes, I want her to stay champ for a long time. The speech that she did the previous week was outstanding.
Yep. And we're going to have new announced teams going forward. Cole and McAfee stay at Raw on Raw Netflix. And who was it? Tekfor and Graves? Is that right?
It's going to be Tessitore with either Graves or Barrett. Unless Barrett is seriously trying to get back in the ring, then it's going to be Graves.
Then Barrett is also, Barrett and Tessitore are doing the post-game show on Netflix this week. Because there's a lot more on Netflix on WWE Raw right now. Okay? Also looking here. Oh, also, Logan Paul is coming on Raw on Monday, too.
Yeah. In the words of our favorite Cincinnati boy.
Okay. So I'm just trying to think. Raw, 7 returns? No. Because they also have according to, it's Superstars Profiles, Legends Profiles, Road to WrestleMania, Raw's Netflix, Best of Raw 2024, WWE Top 10, and WWE Raw Classics, which will be hosted by Big E, like you talked about.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't watched any of the other ones. They had the Raw Netflix trailer, I watched the Big E thing, and then I saw a few other things, but I unfortunately have a rather busy schedule.
Also, we also have the Women's Intercontinental Finals happening. Not on Raw on Netflix, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? I believe that's going to be the week after, and that's... Io Sky... Who are the finalists at that point?
Dakota Kai versus Lyra Valkyria is your finals.
That'll be on the 13th, not the 6th, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Moving on, Step Boy, since you're fading. New Japan, yes. Wrestle Kingdom.
Yes, quickly.
Going on right now. I have that.
Yes. For Wrestle Kingdom 19, which was last night, the New Japan Rambo was won by Hiroki Goto, who will be future number one contender for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. The Ichiban Sweet Boys beat Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita, beat the Intergalactic Jet Setters, who were the champs coming in, catch 2-2, and the Bullet Club War Dogs to win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles. Mayu Iwatani beats Azumi to retain the IWGP Women's title. El Fantasmo beats Ren Narita, Jeff Cobb, and Ryohei Oiwa for the World TV Championship. Hiroshi Tanahashi beat Evil by pinfall, thank God. And that led, the post-match had the House of Torture beating down Hiroshi until Shibata showed up. And then, after Shibata cleared house, he challenged Tanahashi to a grappling match tonight for Wrestle Dynasty. Konosuke Takeshita has beaten Shingo Takagi for the NEVER Openweight and AEW International Championships. El Desperado beat Doki by ref stoppage after an unfortunate break in an elbow. Doki was attempting to do a La Silla from the top rope to the outside. He landed awkwardly, and all the weight wound up on his elbow.
Owie.
Yeah. Yes. Yoda Tsuji beats David Finlay to win the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. Tetsuya Naito beat Hiromu Takahashi in a singles match, which led to them teaming up tonight with a post-match angle. So now they're a tag team to face off against the Young Bucks and that other team. I'll have to look that one up. And Zack Sabre Jr. beat Shooter Shota Umino to retain the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Ooh. That match went 44 minutes. And let's just put it this way. Shooter looked out of his depth.
Mm.
It wasn't good.
Mm.
Yeah.
But tonight, we've only got two matches so far that happened before the pre-show. Momo Watanabe won the International Women's Cup final between Athena, Willow Nightingale, Persephone, and herself. And the Sons of Texas defeated the Bullet Club House of Torture to retain the ROH World Tag Team Championship. That's Sammy Guevara and Dustin Rhodes. Can you go down the rest of the card?
Sure. The card that will be starting in about, from now, just over half an hour from now. There will be an 8-man Lucha Gauntlet match, which will have 4 wrestlers from New Japan and 4 wrestlers from CMLL. As I mentioned earlier, Katsuyori Shibata and Hiroshi Tanahashi will be in a grappling match tonight. A winner-take-all match, Mercedes Moné and Mina Shirakawa will face off for the NJPW Strong Women's Championship and the Undisputed British Women's Championship, which I believe is Rev Pro's title. Is that right? Yes, it is Rev Pro. Okay, good. David Finlay will face off against Brody King. Shooter Shota Umino will face off against Claudio Castagnoli. Konosuke Takeshita will face off against Tomohiro Ishii for the NEVER Openweight and AEW International Championship. The United Empire of Great O'Connor and Jeff Cobb will face off against the Young Bucks. Obviously, we know who those are. And versus Los Incornables de Japón of Naito and Takahashi for the IWGP Tag Team Championship, which is currently vacant. Yoda Tsuji will face off against Jack Perry for the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. Kenny Omega will be making his return against Gabe Kidd. And in the main...
I'll pause on that for a second. Because Kenny Omega specifically said something, and this is a Pixel Nation crossover on this.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he's debuting a new song made by the guys behind Final Fantasy XIV soundtrack.
Which is huge. That's just huge. You have, you know, Mr. Kenny Omega, who at one time had in his entrance a little 8-bit version of himself and his name in Sega font.
Yeah.
To this? Crazy.
Yeah.
He said, and I quote, "Before my return tomorrow, I want to announce that I'm debuting a new entrance at the Tokyo Dome, a new song created by the amazing Final Fantasy 14 and 16 composer Masayoshi Sogen, with vocals by Jason Miller and a special voice by the legendary Nobu Uematsu."
Yep, Nobu Uematsu.
Who, by the way,
Nobuo Uematsu is the guy behind Final Fantasy's music. Which one? Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything since the beginning. And then, of course, in the main event of the evening, Zack Sabre Jr. will be facing off against Ricochet for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship.
Wouldn't it be interesting if Ricochet would take it from him and come back
It'd be interesting, but I don't think that's happening.
Okay. Josh, what do you want to promote?
This week on Knickknacks, Knickknacks at Night, episode 1, talking about Route 66, a 1960s anthology show starring two guys and a bunch of revolving co-stars. And then this week on It Was a Thing on TV, we had the 2024 year in review, talking about the best, the worst, and everything in between of last year. CPO Sharky, a show starring good old Mr. Worth himself, Don Rickles, and a bunch of other miscreants.
Yep.
Coming up this Monday, The Charmings, a late 1980s redo of What If a Fairy Tale Was in the Modern Era? Oh, simple. It would suck. Just like this show did. You can find all of that and so much more on itwasathingontv.com.
We're talking playoffs. And of course, yeah. Nikki, we're talking the number one contendership. Number one seed on, and without hyperbole, one of the most important football games in NFL history.
Oh.
Go ahead.
There have been no teams shown in the regular season with 14 wins going against each other. This is game number 272. Winner gets the number one seed to bye. Loser gets the fifth seed in a road game.
Yep.
Lions-Vikings, final Sunday night football before wild card weekend. It is going to be epic.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nick. I'm more interested in the two games that are going to be going on the afternoon. Mm-hmm. The Broncos-Chiefs and the Dolphins-Jets. Dolphins and Broncos lose, the Bengals sneak into the playoffs.
Meantime, I have completely cleared my calendar for the Lions-Vikings games.
Yep.
I have already requested specific pizza for the event.
Which type?
There is a local place that we haven't tried yet. Here's a challenge for you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not somebody who likes veggies on her pizza very often.
Yes.
But if you can get somebody who puts red onions on it.
I've seen it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The problem. Yeah, up here, though, so far I've only found two places, and one of them's pretty highfalutin.
Mm-hmm.
Which was Tats, and that's a Italian place. When you walk in there, you're expecting a bunch of men in suits sitting at a table looking at you because you're not supposed to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have hella pizza. Anyway, so yeah, my calendar is cleared. I will have company. I will have pizza. And I will not be answering my phone. Just so you know.
Okay. Just remember, do not throw things at the TV.
Yeah.
It's not my TV.
Don't throw things at Bears TV either.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Over on the WLTI, we've had a couple of episodes. Top 10 stories of 2024 and the best and worst of everything. The best and worst of 2024 in game shows. And 2025 is starting off with a bang with the reboot of the Hollywood Squares, which debuts. The season premiere of RuPaul's Drag Race. We've got Jeopardy Second Chance, Celebrity Jeopardy, Regular Jeopardy. There's more Jeopardy than we can count.
Super Jeopardy?
Well, that has nothing to do with anything.
Sorry, I had to make the joke.
That's fine. But, yeah, it's going to be epic, and we'll see about that. You talked about It Was a Thing. Nikki, your artists, including our good friend Jamie Cloutier.
Jamie Cloutier is... thankfully getting some getting some breathing room now that the holidays are behind us, but it will be short-lived because Super Bowl season is right around the corner for her. Mm-hmm. She continues her stay at the Has-Been Hotel, but she actually had today off. So I got to see her in a state of reasonable sanity, or typical sanity. I don't even know how to describe it. Let's just say she was herself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to see.
Mm-hmm.
She still resides at the Has-Been Hotel. At least I'm not aware of her doing any more new, anything new wrestling art-wise. I'll have to bug her about that. For wrestling art, obligatory shout-out to Oniwamba Shoot. Definitely look into her work. She's got some of her wrestling examples on her Twitter. She has a DeviantArt account. It's clean. It's safe. And you can check out a lot of her stuff on Tumblr. And she has a card, C-A-R-R-D, account for commissions. So definitely check out her work. Let me get back to my list here. God, what a long list. One of the new artists that I've been following, Noberto Gaitan. Just recently, I think he posted a picture. Yeah, he did. His recent art is of Penta leading up to the debut. So looking forward to that. Noberto's commissions are typically open, and he's got some other ridiculous art stuff that he's doing. I mean, hell, he's got Godzilla doing a muscle buster on King Ghidorah.
Mm-hmm.
Worth the money. I did not commission that. But whoever did, they're awesome. Let's see. James at James Diatto, somebody whose artwork I will continue to post. His commissions are open. Lots of wrestling stuff. And if you're a Final Fantasy fan, he does some Final Fantasy art as well. Check into his work. Wonderful stuff. A little on the expensive side. Worth it. Dizzer Draws, Little Dizzer Baby. Let's see if you are currently in Gladiator Hell. I don't know what that means. But as far as I can tell, commissions are not open, but go check out the artwork. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely stuff. Also a little expensive, but so goddamn worth it. Boobity 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 boobity. If you like an artist who's also a wrestler, do look up Topla at @D_Topla on Twitter. She does doodles that have shown up on Botchamania. She does chibis that a lot of people know. She will do full, you know, she will do character, you know, she'll do full wrestler shots. If you are a Pudesso person, she'll be more than happy to accommodate you. If you are a wrestler yourself, she will design gear and t-shirts and stuff like that. She's very inexpensive. Her turnaround time's pretty good. And she stays in communication. If you like anime in your wrestling, check out Ultanad and Nahuel Tajes. Ultanad's a little more frequent on Instagram, and apparently his stuff is so popular, my dear Uncle Paul has reposted much of his work. Nahuel Tajes has multiple styles, but has just as much fun putting anime in his wrestling. So if you do get fan art done, remember, stay in communication, be clear what you want, pay well, tip, post it everywhere you do your social media, and credit the artist. And if someone approaches you to say, hey, I like your character, let's do some art together, it's a scam. Nobody does art for free. This is a capitalist country.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have too much else because I'm right here. So for the soon-to-be-asleep stat boy, Josh Henniger, for Jason Block, wherever you are.
I'm right here.
You're asleep? Okay.
I'm still
stat boy, your sleepies here. Are catching. Okay.
What?
But Yeah, exactly. For Jason Block, for Stat Boy Josh Henniger, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week as we experience the fallout of Raw on Netflix, January 6th. And Pony.